Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Man on the Mic podcast, hosted by Jeffrey Mann. This podcast is dedicated to honest discussions that inspire, connect, and bring out the best in our guests. Now let's get started with the show. Here's your host, Jeffrey Mann.
What's up, everyone? Hey, welcome back to another episode of Man on the Mic. Today I'm joined by my buddy CJ Spencer, influencer, fitness influencer. CJ, I'm going to give you a chance to introduce yourself.
We're not influencers around here. We're just men. Okay. I don't like being called an influencer. I don't feel like it's weird. Anyways, my name is CJ Spencer. I'm a fitness guy. Like to make content. Like to make people laugh. Like to eat crumble cookie. Like to do a lot of things. You know, just an all-around fun person to be around, maybe. Depends on the person.
Okay.
Depends on you ask.
So let's dive into that first thing you said. Why do you not like being called an influencer?
I feel like influencers get like a weird like rap. I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, you're an influencer. I don't know. I just don't like. I'm like, obviously, I influence people to do stuff, and so I guess I am. But I don't know.
Just don't like the title.
I just don't like the title on it. It just feels weird. I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel like a normal dude that's just doing the things I like to do and
but just wears the short shorts and the cutoff shirts and
just likes to flex in the gym. And I was getting just get
massive. Pose in the locker room.
That's what they do around you, not me. I don't really pose in the locker room. I mean, depends on the day, but
fair enough. So let's jump to the beginning. What got you into this fitness journey and into fitness?
I was a super skinny, little cross country runner, and I was pretty insecure. Keep it short. Basically, I just picked up some weights in my basement, and took me about 2 weeks to realize that I loved working out. And at first I started doing like calisthenics, but I realized I didn't like that. So I just basically stuck to dumbbells and the weird, I had like a old lat pull down machine in my basement, an old bench press, except I didn't really like the bench. Still don't like the bench. Don't see that as very effective movement, but that's besides the point. I just kind of fell in love with it, I guess. I don't know. I didn't think it was ever going to be something I liked because I've always been a cross country track runner my entire life and that's all I've ever done. And
so do you still run?
No. I thought about it. I did it for like...
That's where I saw you running once in Provo.
No.
Down by the Butte.
That was not me. I guarantee you.
The road going up to the MTC in Provo?
I've never ran.
Are you sure it wasn't? I swear it was you.
I'm positive I ran.
So where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Okay.
So I'm not originally from Utah.
So why Utah?
The mountains, friends, potential mates. No, I'm just kidding.
Just looking there's for a wife.
There's lots
gentlemen.
Of women out here, you know? So
just looking for a wife.
Lots of beautiful women. So, I mean, there's not much in Michigan, so.
Did you know people in Utah or?
Yeah, so I went to BYU Idaho up in Rexburg, okay. Idaho. I'd always visit down here in Utah. Kind of fell in love with the mountains, fell in love with just the environment, the area, and I decided to make the move. So here I am.
My boy said he went to school with you, BYU Idaho.
Who's your
Do
boy?
You know Cashman Jackson?
Yeah, Cash.
Uh-huh.
I love Cash. Good
yes,
man.
Sir.
Good man. Cash Money.
Yes, sir.
Good man.
It's like he went to BYU. I don't picture you. No offense, but I don't picture you at BYU Idaho.
Where do you picture me?
I would say BYU Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Or Utah Valley. Not
Utah
Valley. Not a BYU Idaho. That I visited when I was in high school, and I was like, I could never go to school here.
Yeah, I was a party animal back in BYU Idaho, but we don't need to talk
water
about
pong,
that.
Huh? Water pong, board games.
Yep.
Apples to apples.
You lost me at the apples part.
Uno.
I did play that at the park once, but never at someone's apartment.
Fair enough.
Just trying to meet some girls out in public, and they're playing Uno, and then we just played Uno with them, my buddy and I.
So let's talk about women for a second.
Oh boy, we love women.
For you, I guess there are a lot of beautiful women here in Utah.
Oh yeah.
Let's start off here. What do you look for in a female companion?
A feminine woman, someone that, I don't know, I kind of like the traditional way of things. Obviously, as a man, I want to provide for my future companion, and I don't know, I want them to be at least, I can like talk to them, have like a good conversation. I feel like a lot of girls and guys, I guess, nowadays, they don't really know how to talk and communicate and have deep conversations. Yeah. So honestly, somebody that I can have a deep conversation with or just deep connections with, that's kind of what I look for. Obviously, looks do do play a part. I want somebody that takes care of themselves, somebody that usually that, I mean, now that I'm a big gym guy, probably somebody that goes to the gym. So
that was my next question, is do they have to be, you know, on that gym journey with you?
They don't have to be, but I definitely think I'd prefer one.
Okay.
That's on that journey.
So I guess the other side of it is, if with you being big in content, do they have to be comfortable with being on camera?
You know, this is funny because I feel like I would rather have a girl that's just off social media completely. I'm like not against it. Like if I have a girl and we're like both grinding content together, I think that'd be also kind of cool. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like in this day and age, the bigger a girl gets on like social media, the more likely that guys are going to be sliding her DMs, and guys with more status than I do, even if I have status in some girl's eyes or guy's eyes.
So
there's always going to be somebody that's bigger that's going to slide in their DMs. Yeah. The more followers they get and the more attention they get. So there's like that side of things where I'm like, I'm pretty confident myself, but I also know that there's that possibility if a girl does do that influencer life, she's kind of likely to, or she's more likely to have somebody slide in her DMs that's a bigger name than me.
Yeah.
So
let's reverse that for a second.
Uh-huh.
What about girls sliding into your DM?
Bro, it's mostly dudes. I'm just gonna be completely honest with you. Even when I talk to girls at the gym, like I've been doing a bunch of interviews lately, you know, going up to girls and talking to them. Bro, for the most part, the people that are sliding in my DMs are a bunch of dudes.
Is this like to work out together, or is this like
I don't
go out?
Well, most of them are not from the area, I think. They just, you know, hit me, you know, they say hey or whatever they say. I've had some out of pocket ones, obviously, but we don't need to get into the out of pocket.
We're gonna pull out receipts, or we're gonna
read some
of these on the podcast.
No.
I'll convince you by the end.
I'll
convince you by the end.
No, I think with guys, it's just mostly dudes. I mean, no offense, but the more jacked you get, the more guys you pull, the less girls you pull.
Okay.
Obviously, pull gym girls, but I just, girls in general, I mean, they want like some type of muscle on a guy, but they really just care about personality.
So do you feel like some girls see you as, if you're the gym guy, as like a meathead and, you know, not very intelligent and just live in the gym and eat protein all day?
I would say that. I'd say a lot of girls, they tend to realize that I'm not like that. But that initial interaction, they obviously probably think that. Or like when they first look at me, like, oh, that guy just goes to the gym and only cares about how he looks. Even though I've been bulking right now and I'm eating a bunch of crumble cookie. So I don't really care.
So then let's take him on that journey then. Who is the CJ away from the gym?
The CJ away from the gym.
What do you like to do for fun? What do you do in your free time when you're not working out?
Well, I mean, lately I've just been working and in my free time though, I don't know. I like to hang out with friends, but normally I'm pretty introvert. I don't say introvert. I'm like an introvert extrovert. Like I like to hang out with people, but I also need my alone time.
Yeah.
I need to like take a step back and go on. I like to go on walks sometimes and just, I've been listening to podcasts a lot, so I feel like I'm on that journey of, I wouldn't say like, obviously I'm always on a self-improvement journey, but I'm like at the middle part where it's more of like a, it's just an everyday thing now. It's not like I'm starting my self-improvement journey.
Yeah.
I've been doing that, and so every day I want to like learn something new. So I'll listen to podcasts while I walk, just get some fresh air, get outside, enjoy nature. I like doing hikes. I know I haven't done a lot lately, unfortunately, but yeah, playing sports, really anything, basketball, pickleball, hanging out with friends, meeting new people. I think right now a lot of just making content. So making content, my free time is just editing and just trying to push out content.
Okay. So outside of this podcast, what are some of the other podcasts you'd recommend to people?
Recommend? Raw Talk by Bradley Martin. I like that one a lot. He has some good guests on that one. Obviously, the Joe Rogan podcast is a pretty good one. What's his name? I cannot think of his name. Patrick Bet David's good one.
Okay.
I've only watched a few of his, but I kind of like his for like the men's portion of it. I don't know if you've heard of How to Beast. He kind of like teaches guys how to like become the best version of themselves in every aspect of their life when it comes to being confident in themselves with girls or you know, going to the gym and just obviously getting money, they're getting their money up, just every aspect, you're just becoming the best version of themselves. I like that a lot. So that's something I want to obviously eventually go into, is being that more of that role model for younger guys to just grind and put themselves first and really just become the best version of themselves. Okay. In every aspect of their life.
Yeah, I love that. With your, I guess your self-improvement journey, what is it that kind of got you wanting to start that journey? Or what fuels
I think it's it? Insecurities. I don't know. Just maybe not like not being seen. I don't know. Like I was never like a loser in high school or anything, but like you'd always hang out with your friends and I'd always hang out with my friends and it's like, I kind of felt like I was in the background a little bit, I guess. Never like the main, like if we're like in a group of friends, like I'm not the main focus as most of them were, I guess. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, I just didn't feel seen at all. And that just comes with insecurity and not being confident. And so I was like, well, maybe I need to work on myself and figure out what I need to do. And I just fell in love with the gym. I'm not trying to be like, I don't like talking about the gym too much, but it definitely changed my life. Yeah. And I know it changed it's changed a lot of other people's lives too. So
everyone has their happy place.
Yeah. It's definitely my happy place for sure. Okay. So
with, I kind of want to dive into this concept of not feeling seen. You know, I talked to my coach about a week ago. I said, one of the concerns I had in my life is I consider myself to know a lot of people mm-hmm. and be connected with a lot, but I usually don't get the invite from people to go do things, mm-hmm. but I organize a ton of things.
Yeah.
And one of the things he told me about is sometimes your calling is to be the organizer and set up the things. Cause number one, you're never going to get left out.
That's true.
And number two, you have control on what you're doing. And so I wonder if for you, if it's that same, you know, maybe you got to organize the things where you're at the forefront and the one putting together the activities and let's go play pickleball or, hey, let's go get in and out or just whatever it is stepping up to that plate and just creating a space for you to connect with friends. Have you felt like it's been easy to make friends since moving out to Utah?
It was a little hard at first, but that's also because I didn't really put myself out there. A lot of people have come up to me at the gym and I've kind of just made friends that way. And then obviously when I was working my full-time job, I made friends through the workplace. But now that everything's starting to kind of pick up, I'm making a lot more friends. But I don't really ever like a big group of friends, if that makes sense. Because the more friends you have, it's just... Because then they just want... I don't know. There's just too much... I wouldn't say drama. But, I mean, my friends... I wouldn't say there's much drama anymore compared to like when I was younger. But just having too many friends that are... They just ask for too much, and I don't know. It's just, like, overwhelming sometimes. Yeah. So I like keeping my circle somewhat small.
That makes sense. And it's learning, you know, to say no. Because sometimes
it's hard to say no.
Yeah, we want to say yes to everything.
Yeah, I'm a pretty nice person. I don't want to be, like, that person just says no. So I usually say yes, but...
So it's the concept that when we were a kid, mm-hmm. our parents tell us no. Mm-hmm. We get no a lot. Can I go and do this? No. Can I go over to a friend's? No. When we get to college, we move away from home. It's new. We want to adventure. We want to explore. We want to have a good time. So we say yes to everything. And then a few years later, you start to get into your career, your path, your self journey, whatever it is. And then you have to learn this concept of saying no to the wrong things and yes to the right things and finding that balance. And, you know, you're right. It's tough. It's hard because things, it could be so much fun. But, you know, hey, I got to wake up early tomorrow. Maybe I shouldn't go out late tonight. And it's just balancing of, okay, does this work towards my goal? If not, it's got to be a no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also getting over the fear of missing out. FOMO is...
Yes.
Everyone has FOMO. And if you just kind of realize, hey, I need to do this, this, and this, and it's okay if I say no to this, that's when you kind of have more control of your life.
Yeah.
So I've realized over time to just... learn to say no, but obviously try to say yes as much as possible, but it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been I don't know.
So on this journey for you in fitness, did you start off by hiring like a trainer or a coach?
I just watched YouTube videos, man. YouTube videos in my basement. I just watched a bunch, tried a bunch of things, took me a whole year to go to the gym for the first time. I was super scared when I first went to a gym, and it was Planet Fitness, you know, the one place that there's probably not a lot of intimidating people there, but it was pretty intimidating the first time. Yeah. So honestly, it's actually so cool how many people go to the gym now.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when I first started, the gym was like this weird, like, why would you go to the gym? Like, yeah. Only people that go to the gym are like people that are playing football,
yeah.
or like trying to lose weight or something.
No, exactly.
And I was just a skinny little boy, like I'm trying to gain weight.
Yeah.
So there wasn't like too much information on the internet as far as like gaining weight, but I'd say there was like a decent amount. So I just realized I'd eat a bunch of food and lift weights. So that's what I did, and it worked, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about gym culture in Utah.
Oh yeah.
Because I was working out last week on a Friday. I worked out at EOS here in Utah. Saturday, I flew into Arizona, went to EOS there.
Okay.
And the environment's completely different. In Arizona, really? Everyone was getting in and working out, doing their thing, going home. You didn't have the whole social chatting, talking, connecting here that you see in Utah. And with you being from Michigan, is that something that was new to you?
See, the gym I go to back in Michigan is kind of, I want to say it's a public gym, but it's more of like a community gym. So everyone there kind of knows each other. So I feel like it's pretty similar. Obviously here it's a little bit more, there's a lot more people.
Yeah.
So you can meet new people all the time. So that one was more of a smaller gym. So the community was like pretty tight. This one's just like, everyone and their mom wants to be a fitness influencer, mm-hmm. low-key. which, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's dope. I mean, follow your dreams. I'm not trying to bash anybody. I think you should follow your dreams regardless. But, yeah, I mean, socially, though, I don't know. I think it's cool. I don't know. It's like it's obviously my happy place. And I think seeing other people communicate and, like, connect through the gym is super cool, because obviously you want to be friends with like-minded people. So I honestly like the gym culture here in Utah, because I think it's just, I don't know, everyone's pretty, I don't know. I haven't been here long enough, though, to like actually know if everyone's super genuine or not. So I'm sure there's some snakes there, but, you know, snakes in the grass, but I don't know.
They're all amongst us.
I'm just, at the same time, I'm not going to judge anyone the first time I meet them, or even just from afar, like,
yeah,
I don't really see the point of judging somebody based off of whatever. I don't know.
No, you're right. And it's, you know, and that's the hard thing about Utah is you do have some that do judge people. I've had kids that have judged me, and until they either watched my podcast, looked at my Instagram, or actually talked to me in person, they're like, oh, that's who Jeff is. And I was like,
so like, would they judge you like based off of like,
we can talk about it after the episode. Okay. I'm not going to put them on blast.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you know who you are.
I didn't mean like calling them out, but I mean like,
oh, I'll call. Well, see, that's my problem. I'll call them out. That's why I can't even.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know. I haven't had that yet, but I think a lot of people. I don't know. I feel like my friends that I've had, the friends I have, usually they already knew who I was before I started like making content, I guess, and they've like supported me, obviously. And there's obviously new people that come out of the woodworks because they've seen my videos or whatever. I don't know.
So do you find people try to connect with you so that they can get on your social media and be on a video, or
there's a few
get on the hype train?
There's a few. I don't know. I'm personally like at the point in my life where I don't really have like an established team of like a videographer or an editor where, you know, I can do it all by myself. I don't think you also can go through life doing everything by yourself.
Yeah,
so
no.
I think if there's someone ambitious enough to, you know, and I see potential in them in like fitness or making content, they got like the personality and the look or whatnot, and they're like, they kind of come to me for them, they come to me with it, like the, I mean, I'm kind of down, you know.
Yeah,
but
they got to take that chance and show they can.
I also but I also need to like, they need to take initiative and tell me, hey, this is what I want, and like, I want to do this, and I want to try pursuing this. But if they're just doing it just to get in with me to be in a video, or just to get their face out there or something, I'm not really about that too much, because I don't. If you're not gonna put in the work with me, then I'm just going to put you in a video just to get your face up.
You can't reap the rewards without putting in the work.
Yeah, so if they're like wanting to put in the work in with me, then I'm all for it because I'm here to connect. I'm here to network. I'm here to connect with people. And, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, even if they are clout chasers. Not that anyone, I don't know, it's just a number at the end of the day, I guess.
No, fair enough. Have you reshaped the way you plan to do your content based off the people you've met in Utah? Or is this an idea that you've always had and something you're passionate about? In terms of, like, the way you ask the questions on your videos and doing the crumble reviews, like, where did you come up with these ideas?
So another back to where I like first started fitness, I really wanted, like, I started watching like videos of guys picking up girls and I really liked those videos. And I know that like just doing that in general, it like really brings up your confidence, even if you get rejected. And that's like the type of content that I would like to make myself. So I started doing that. I've done a few of those. And then as far as the questions go, I mean, who doesn't want to see a girl on on a video? Mm-hmm. They're more likely to watch a video if there's a girl in it, if I'm being honest. Like, people that do social media kind of understand that.
Yeah, it's the way our society is.
Unfortunately. But I also want it to be like somewhat like informational, where guys can also, you know, watch that video and say, okay, this is, you know, for example, what's the most attractive muscle on a guy? I'll ask a girl that and they'll tell me. And so I'll like get a bunch of them together and I'll put them all, you know, whatever, and put them all in like one little collage. And then people will watch the one video that I post and it just has a bunch of different muscles or the same muscle. So like hopefully influences guys to go to the gym and, you know, work out that specific muscle more than what they do. I think, and then also maybe realizing that, you know, it all just comes down to just being a good person. And like, if you have a good personality, you know how to, you know, communicate with somebody, be yourself. Like, not every girl is going to like you for who you are. You just have to like go and keep bettering yourself every day and keep trying to put yourself out there, and somebody will, you know, like you for who you are. And I think the big thing is also becoming in tune with who you are and realizing, like, no matter what happens in this situation, I'm going to be okay from it. And I'm going to continue to better myself and become the best version of myself, I guess. I don't know.
I love that. One of the things you said at the beginning of this podcast was everyone wants and is trying to be a fitness influencer. So my question for you is, what separates you from the other "quote unquote" fitness influencers?
You let the people decide that. I don't know. Having a personality. I mean, like, obviously, there's short form content that goes viral, and that gets you like your name and your face out there a little bit more. But I think going forward, I mean, I'm quitting. I mean, I shouldn't say that. My part. I gotta watch it. I'm basically going to go full time with fitness and like content here soon, and I really want to just do YouTube like full time. Because I think having long form content, seeing like someone's genuine self with the long form content, is the way to go. And you can connect with people in a different way than you can with just viral instant content. Mm-hmm. So that's my main focus, is trying to get that long form content going. Because not everyone's going to like you, but the people that do, they're going to follow you. They're going to watch your stuff. They're going to support you. And those are the lives that really matter to like change, not just about the getting millions of views on a video. I mean, I've done that plenty of times. It's once it happens a few times, it's like, all right, it's just one. It's just another video that goes viral. Oh, well, like, yeah, it's great. It's cool. But I don't know.
Then you become the crumble cookie guy.
Yeah. Speaking of crumble, I did. I was going to do this at the beginning, but
here we go.
I brought you a crumble cookie. Well, we can share it.
What flavor is it?
The milk. The cookies and cream one.
Cookies and cream.
You know? So,
are you sponsored by Crumble?
No, they sent me some free stuff, though.
Okay.
That's another thing with Crumble. Like, they're very high calorie. I'm not suggested to do this, but.
How many calories do you think is in this cookie?
I mean, I can look it up.
Have you tried this flavor before?
This is my favorite flavor this week. Really? They're all kind of mid this week, not gonna lie. Sorry, Crumble.
Okay, let's see. It's like a sugar cookie with Oreo.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like sugar. I'm a sweet tooth.
Y'all, fitness influencer. Y'all saw it first.
Oh, yeah. From the crumble cookie fitness influencer. Y'all know I'll eat the rest later.
Maybe get another
pre-workout?
Probably. I haven't worked out yet.
How many crumble cookies in a week do you think you eat?
In 1 week. 1 week, I had like 12.
Full size?
Mm-hmm. I had like 6 cakes, and then the first like Monday. So every Monday they come out with a new 6, or they come out with 6 new cookies each Monday, and then I try them usually every Monday, do a little review, and then 1 week I did like 2 days later on a Wednesday, I ate 6 more for a video in one sitting. It took like 25, 30 minutes to eat all 6. It was pretty fun.
So I'm curious.
Don't do this at home.
Yeah. This is all him, ladies and gentlemen. Please. If you have crumble, you have dirty dough, you have chip. Of those three cookie places, why did you choose crumble?
I tried dirty dough. That video did really well, actually. Except they closed. The one in Vineyard? Yeah, they closed it.
Oh, is it closed?
Yeah, that's permanently closed. And then the one that's closest to us up north, permanently closed too. I don't know why. I've never tried chip. Should probably try that.
It's there in Provo.
Is it?
They have, I think, chocolate chip cookies, and then they have a sugar cookie.
I like the difference. Like, I don't even really like the basic chocolate chip cookie from Crumble.
That's the OG cookie.
I don't really like that one, though. I like
that's
the
original. You like all the weird flavors.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Fair enough.
Like, I can barely even speak my sentences when you ask me a question. Like, sometimes, I'm like, you asked me a question earlier about something, and I started rambling about something, and I don't even...
Well, we can slow it down and speak your language.
Dude, my language
protein,
is like...
creatine, SARMs, Winstrol.
Bro, that, goes that, from SARMs to Winstrol real more? Quick.
So I know people are going to ask it, and so I'm going to ask you the question.
Oh, no.
And so let's...
I don't know if I'm ready for this one.
Let's get vulnerable. Let's be honest.
Let's be vulnerable.
Let's be open for a second.
Open? Is this going on Instagram, too? I don't know, man.
Have you ever, or would you ever, take steroids?
Would I ever? Yes.
Okay. Have you before?
Possibly.
Okay.
Perhaps. Why? Plead the fifth. What?
Why?
Well, if you want to be a pro bodybuilder or be competitive in bodybuilding, you're going to probably have to take stuff, unless you're doing a natural competition. But natural competitions aren't very... quote unquote cool, I guess, or like mainstream. So
let's say maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
Yeah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
And let's say let's pretend you did.
Okay, let's pretend we okay.
What are some of the, I guess, side effects or complications that come along with that?
Probably depends on what you take and how much you take and for how long you take it.
Okay.
And how your body reacts to things. Obviously, everyone's body is different. Comes everything in life. If you're, you know, even with just taking pre-workout, some people can't even take pre-workout without going insane.
What percentage of the males and females you see at the gym do you think are on roids?
Probably 80%.
80?
Dude, I'm gonna say 80.
You'd go 80?
I'm gonna go 80. Do you know how easy it is to get SARMs nowadays?
Oh yeah.
Do you know how many kids come up to me and say, yeah, I've been trying to take this, I've been taking Rad 140, and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You're like 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm one of those people, pretty open when it comes to talking about my usage of supplements to people, like, in person, like, one-on-one, but I also don't condone the use of any illegal substances, and I don't think it's good for anyone to take anything.
Okay.
So, stay natural.
Fair enough.
That's just my thoughts.
Okay.
Obviously, if you want to become a pro bodybuilder in, like, the NPC, you're probably going to have to take steroids if you want to be competitive. If you want to become a pro, kind of have to do what pros want to, you know. You have to do what pros do, and that's what they do. So, if anyone thinks that sebum is natural, there you go. It's not natural.
Shots fired.
So
then I got to ask you, in the realm and in the world of bodybuilding, what would you say is the three most positive things that come from that and the three most negative things?
That come from bodybuilding?
Yeah.
Or like lifting.
Bodybuilding. So bodybuilding. It could be physical, mental,
emotional. I'll go with the negative for sure.
Okay.
Doing a bodybuilding show is like mentally draining. You're like irritated by everything. All you're thinking about is food. Your relationships with your family and friends might go down because you're just only thinking about yourself. Because you're kind of in like that flight or fight mode.
Yeah.
Like it's not fun.
Yeah.
You could obviously develop an eating disorder. Not fun. Gone through that. I wouldn't say like in a hardcore eating disorder, but definitely to the point where I'm like, I need to stay shredded. I don't want to lose my abs, or I don't want to bulk because whatever, such and such, because I don't want to look fat. I don't know. Like, everyone's different, but
yeah.
So that's two. Let's see, a positive. A positive, you do something crazy hard.
Okay.
Bodybuilding, like doing a prep for like a show, is one of the hardest things I've ever done. It is, like I said, mentally draining, physically draining. Like, you can't barely sleep at night sometimes at like last month of bodybuilding prep. Your muscles are just like tight and you're just sore all the time. You don't want to work out. You kind of have a bad relationship with the gym at that point because you just don't want to lift.
Yeah.
So that could really negatively affect you in the long term with weightlifting. Didn't for me, but at first it was like, during that period of when I was on prep, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So, let me think. Positive, another positive. I mean, you just get shredded. Like, you look crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah, I would say, like, you know, that last 6 weeks, six to eight week mark out from a competition, you're like looking the best and feeling the best. And then body dysmorphia kicks in because you're like depleting yourself up until show day. And so you look really small, but you're shredded.
Yeah.
And then once you obviously carb up for like your show day, you obviously get that size back and you look insane.
Mm-hmm.
So low key, the days after, like probably up to a week or two after that show day, you feel like Superman, honestly. Like, you just feel like, you just look like Thor. You look and feel like Thor.
or Black Panther. Let's not discriminate.
Sorry. My bad.
Shout out to my brother.
You should do a show with me next year.
Nope.
No?
You actually, want? I'll make you pay for my show?
Pay I'll for your it. Show? It's only like $300.
It could be at $20. Precisely my point.
Precisely your point.
So I want to take you on a little journey, give you a chance to teach for a second. If I'm a young kid who hasn't spent much time in the gym or much time working out, doesn't understand weights, doesn't have a very big, you know, work ethic, doesn't like to work hard, what is your advice for me to get started? If I want to get in that journey and start going to the gym, where should I start? What should I do?
Well, I mean, consistency is number one, but obviously in order to get consistent, it's so hard though, because it's gonna be different for everyone.
Yeah,
like I said, I feel like you have to have some type of burning passion. There has to be something that happens in your life that like just flips on the switch of like, I'm going to start doing this. Because if there's not a reason, I feel like most people aren't gonna do it.
Yeah,
and I you can't teach somebody to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those, if you want it that bad, if you want it bad enough, you're gonna start doing or do it. Like, it's simple as that. Yeah. I don't think going to the gym or anything that you like, that the most successful people in life do, is necessarily, I don't know, I'm trying to go with this actually. Yeah, I forgot what I was trying to go with this. As I'm saying, I just start rambling about something.
I forget what I'm talking about. So your concept of, you can't really teach discipline.
Yeah.
They need to find a why for...
Yeah, they have to find a why. And I think when I found my why, that was the switch I needed, and that's when I started.
I locked in.
Because then at that point, it was like almost life or death. I'm either doing this, or I am going to be a scrawny little skinny kid that never gets looked at by a female or even a man or anyone. Basically, no one's going to take me seriously if I don't look a certain way or build the confidence that I need.
Yeah.
But even once you build that confidence and the physique that you want to achieve, which I would say I've almost achieved all of that to some degree. Obviously, every day it's a new day. You kind of, some days are better than others, but you kind of get different goals as you go, and it, your progression is just going to be different as you go. But that, that first stage is the big stage, and that's just going to come down to how hard you, or how much you want it, you know? And not everyone's going to want it the same as the next person. Somebody's going to want it more than you. The other person's going to want it more than that person. I mean, you look at, like, David Goggins, for example. Like, that man's insane.
Yeah.
He does crazy things that I don't think I'd ever want to do or even try to do.
Yeah.
He's just built different.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how life is.
Yeah.
Not everyone is built for bodybuilding. Not everyone's built for going to the gym. And, like, I think I really realized this with my parents. My parents don't go to the gym. They don't really do much physical activity. You know, I tell them, hey, it's good to, like, go on walks and stay somewhat active. But, like, I'm also not that person that's just going to, like, bat on somebody for not going to the gym. Or, I mean, I took my mom to the gym. That was besides the point. That was kind of fun. But, yeah, I'm not going to, like, judge somebody differently because they don't go to the gym or they're not, like, working on themselves. But, yeah, for younger guys, I would just say you got to want it. If you don't want it, that's on you. I don't know. You know where to go with that. I don't know. If you don't want something in life, then you got to figure. If you want to get to a certain part, and I don't know. Anyways.
Well, and there's a process. If you want to be in better shape, if you want better finances, if you want better relationships with a higher being or family or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's all about, okay, if there's something I want, then you have to work at it. And, you know, there's resources out there. There's YouTube. There's coaches. Oh, yeah. There's trainers. It's about, okay, am I going to be lazy or am I going to go find something to help me, A, learn how to do it, A, give me guidance, but also I think the big thing is holding you accountable. That's the biggest reason why I work with the trainer every month is it holds me accountable to my goals. It holds me accountable to show up to the gym. And then also on top of that, I'm paying money so I have skin in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And so am I going to waste my money or am I going to take advantage of it and show up?
Yeah, invest in yourself. Like, that's why I did, even like I did a bodybuilding show, had to invest in a coach. If I'm not disciplined during that prep and doing exactly what he's telling me to do, I'm wasting my own money.
Yeah.
That's dumb. When you invest your money into something, you're going to probably put your full effort into that because that's your hard-earned money. Yeah, I agree with you 100% with that one.
So if people want to get connected with you or reach out to collab, what's the best way for them to find you?
Probably CJ Spencer Fit on Instagram. I'm more likely to respond in my DMs than any other social media. But if you want to watch, like, more in-depth, well, I guess, like, longer-form content, YouTube, but you're not going to be able to slide in my DMs, I guess, on YouTube because there's no DMs. Probably Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram is best.
Do you post it all on Snapchat or TikTok?
Yep, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all platforms that are, I guess, relevant.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's pretty, pretty chill. Sounds go to the great. Gym, get jacked.
Yes, sir.
Don't be obese like me.
Beast mode. Well, I appreciate you joining me on the podcast today, brother.
Yeah. Nice quick one.
Of course.
Thank you for tuning in to Man on the Mic. We appreciate you spending your time with us today. Remember, our podcast is available on all platforms so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated. New episodes drop every week. Until next time, keep the conversation going. And as always, stay true to yourself. Thanks for watching.